Welcome back to the Pizza Time Podcast, and I'm your host, Henry, and with me today is my co-host,
say your name, man.
Gilbert. Oui, oui.
Yeah, this we're going international up in here. Here today with Gilbert, talking some more Star Wars, reviewing the controversial series, or... divisive, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Divisive Obi-Wan Kenobi series. So, let's get into it. First of all, without any spoilers or nothing, overall takeaway from the series.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I know some people didn't. Low notes were the first two episodes and the fourth episode were slower. But, there was a lot of things that have been alluded to in other shows and in the movies that were, brought about in the series that, I really enjoyed, and it was really emotional in some parts of the series. Some great action sequences, dialogue, Ewan McGregor was back. Hayden Christensen's back. Some good added characters. I'm trying to think.
Well, it's an interesting experience. We can get more into it in a little bit, but still overall, I guess, positive, right? And
I think so.
Yeah, for me, it's about the same. Like, the highs were really high. The lows were pretty low sometimes. Like you said, there were a few episodes that were a bit slow, and the pace was a bit off. Also, and again, it's a six episode show. There's gonna be some moments that aren't that great that we'll probably like touch it a little more down this podcast. But no, I enjoyed it. Every week I was drawn to it. I wasn't gonna turn it off for no other reason. And again, like you said, the action was great. The dialogue during those moments where it just kind of like captivated you, and yeah, it makes you want more. Actually, I want more. I don't know about everyone else.
I would absolutely be open to a second season, although I'm kind of scared that they might screw it up if they tried to do it. But I can see where it could go, and we'll talk about that later. But I see where it could go, and it could be amazing, but it also could.
Yeah, it's a big hit or miss in there. I think I have an idea where you're going with it, but yeah, no, I'm on the same boat. I want more, but I don't want
it to be bad.
Exactly. It can really go both ways.
I'd rather it just like end at one season than them to bring it back and screw it up.
Yeah, no, I agree. So let's jump into all the spoiler. Well, it's been like 2 weeks.
So
starting from like I'll say the first 2-3 episodes, what were your initial thoughts of like how Obi-Wan's like living, how the whole situation is 10 years later?
I thought it makes sense for him to be so reclusive. He's being hunted on the daily, and being as like as smart as Obi-Wan is, he knows that he needs to keep his head down, but he also has the task of looking over Luke, so he's trying to do his best at doing both. He also feels obligated to teach him who his father was, and not exactly, I guess I should rephrase that. To know that his father was a Jedi, and that he should be trained in the ways of the Jedi. But then, as we see in the show, and it further explains why in A New Hope that he's just now being shown who his father was as a Jedi. You see that. The conflict that he wants to teach him, but that his, Uncle Owen doesn't want him to be taught and all those things.
And then you kind of see why Owen kind of has a point. Goes about it in a kind of dickish way.
Yeah, he's kind of an asshole about it.
But, no, you could see the... I mean, shoot. Owen knows, right? That Anakin is Vader? Or does he?
Oh, that he's Vader?
Or does he just think that question. Obi-Wan had to put him down?
That's a good question. I don't remember. Because oh, I know he's like... Actually, I don't think he does. Because I'm pretty sure that canon so far is that only the new character, Reva, is the only person that... And the Emperor are the only people that know. Until Reva tells Obi-Wan.
Okay, yeah. So Owen probably just knows, hey, he did bad stuff, and then you had to.
Yeah, that it all went wrong.
Yeah. Ooh. No, I agree in that it's the.
He's like you trained his father, and I was like, ooh,
the sass, bro.
Roasted.
I mean, I do. I will say one thing. That I contradicted for me was, so Obi-Wan hasn't trained in about 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. He hasn't done anything force-wise in a while. So when he said he has to be trained, I'm like, dog, you ain't been training.
Yeah, for real.
That's the one, like, the one issue I had with episode one was, it's like, oh, so he's, like, completely cut off, like, everything. And then, but I don't know, that's it. But other than that, no, I get it. It's the lay low, draw no attention to yourself, make sure no one knows who you are. He lives in a cave. He doesn't, it's like, technically speaking, he doesn't even have a house.
Yep.
He lives in a cave. You know it's bad when a Jawa's making fun of how you smell, bro.
Yeah.
Good lord. Like
stealing his stuff and selling it back to him.
Oh, man, no.
That's funny.
Yeah, no, and then the Jedi, the random Jedi that kind of...
Yeah, he's like, that like is on in Mos Eisley and then like tries to flag Obi-Wan down. And he's like, nah, bro, leave me alone. I ain't trying to get killed like you. And then he gets killed the next episode. So, like, the next, like, scene or whatever.
God, that's kind of messed up. Also, it's I get it. And it's the... Because episode 3, Obi-Wan... Any other episode, Obi-Wan would have been jumped in and helped the guy. That's how you know it's bad when... It's like Obi-Wan Kenobi. General Obi-Wan Kenobi is like, hey, bro, just lay low. You don't know me.
Exactly. Yeah. My name is Ben.
It was hard seeing that, because again, the Obi-Wan you have in your head is that powerful Jedi master, the negotiator, is like taking the front line with his troops, mm-hmm. and now it's a old hermit that cuts meat in the desert
and saves his life for his camel or whatever.
Oh, it was I'm not even gonna try to remember the name of it.
I can't remember.
Eopi. I remember.
Yeah, there you go. What a nerd.
I'm sorry, man. I don't have a life outside of TV.
That's all right. Relatable.
No, but yeah, and then the introduction of the Inquisitor. It was the first live action version of them. How do you think they handled it?
I think they did pretty good. I think I had the same reaction that most people had when they first, like, showed the previews, was that the Grand Inquisitor doesn't look like he does in Rebels with his long cylindrical head.
Yeah.
You know? But honestly, like, I guess just time, I just, like, got over it. I was like, whatever. It's good practical, like, effects. Like, it's basically just, like, a rubber scalp or whatever, and then makeup. Like, that's pretty much all it is, you know?
Yeah, no.
And that's pretty good.
Like, the same species showed up in episode 3,
mm-hmm.
but I get why they kind of, like, differed from it. That's one, because I don't think it's practical for a dude to be, like, because the Inquisitors have to move a lot. And I feel like if...
Yeah, and when they did it in episode 3, the guy, like, stood there and talked.
Yeah, he didn't move. So, I kind of get it. Maybe the teeth could have been a little more jagged, but other than that, I have no problems with the physical appearance of it. And then the boy Han was the fifth brother. That was pretty cool.
I didn't figure that out until, like, maybe after the after the last episode today.
Really?
I don't know where in there I missed it, but I was like, I totally like.
I found that on TikTok.
Well, somebody told me that, and I was like, no way.
Yeah, bro. I remember, it was a week before the premiere. I figured it out. Yeah. They were showing like the commercials for, or ads. I don't know what to call them, but the promotional stuff for it. And then on a TikTok, it shows. Yeah. They're like, holy shit, that's Han. I'm like, what? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Barely looks like him, too.
Yeah.
So I'll say prosthetics and makeup wise, that was fantastic. Again, sure. Some changes, I'm guessing, you know, I know it got to be made. It was the same. I remember everyone complained about Cad Bane. Mm-hmm. Kind of the same reason.
Exactly the same.
It's the, well.
It's like the, well, I mean, like, it's the same, like, complaint where it's an. It's a character that's first seen in animation and then brought to live action.
It was, Ahsoka, too. Remember? They were mad that her tendrils weren't longer.
Too short.
Yeah.
I'm
like, well, no. Again, for the live action, I get it, because some of the stuff has to be practical. You have to be able to move.
But did you see that for Ahsoka's, like, her show, they're going to be longer?
Oh, no.
I guess, I don't know if they, like, worked on it, whatever.
Probably.
And they figured out how to, like, practically make them longer, but I saw that they're gonna be longer.
Yeah, no, I think one, we have to accept that we're being spoiled regardless of the fact that we're getting live action for freaking characters that we've seen in TV shows and or old movies that haven't been out for 20 years. Again, because there was a lot of complaints, even the CGI, when they had to de-age, it was rough, I'm not gonna lie. We're already in spoilers. When they had to de-age Anakin, mm-hmm. it was a little rough, and you could see that he's gotten older, but at the same time,
like, I wasn't gonna complain about that.
Oh, no,
like,
not at all.
Like, we're getting to see more of, not Padawan at that time, right?
No, I think he was still a Padawan.
Was he?
At the time.
Yeah, because he had his break.
Yeah.
Like, we're getting to see more Padawan Anakin, and I'm like, gimme.
Oh, for sure. Any Anakin, any Hayden Christensen content in general that's new, I'm a fan of.
For sure. Their little training scene that they had was, I loved it. It was awesome.
That was, beautiful. Like I said, it's the fact that there's a lot of, you can nitpick at the series all you want. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that does, it's like, won't that affect canon here? And it's like, no. So a lot of times, yes and no, or just like, you're digging too deep. You're trying to find something to be mad at.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, it's a lot of practical effects, or why is Princess Leia like this? Well, no, that's Carrie Fisher. That's Carrie Fisher as a child, bro. It's a lot of nitpicky fans. And I'm not saying, mm-hmm. I'm not schlobbing Disney's knob here. Because again, no, there, I didn't, if I had to rate the show, it was not going to be a 10 out of 10, you know? But again, I think that's how it works. We have to have a mix of patience and also a little bit of gratitude that at least we're getting this.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it could have been a lot better, but it could have been a lot worse.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
So I'm cool with a lot of stuff, and it's a lot of the complaints. If I have any complaints during the series, it's a lot of nitpicky stuff, like
a lot of tiny things.
Yeah, or like, let's get into the biggest one, Reva. General opinion of her.
I don't know. I was kind of neutral on her. I don't know. She was really predictable for me.
Yeah.
I saw like the whole, she was a youngling, and that she was in that one, that cutscene, was it episode one?
Yeah, it was literally, I think, the first scene of the
series.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Like, saw that coming from a mile away, that she saw what happened at the temple and got away, whatever. I saw that coming from a mile away. I didn't think she was the best, like, antagonist, but I was pretty neutral about it.
Yeah, no, I was kind of the same way. Like, in the first episode where everyone, like, started, like, shitting on her, I'm like, well, I think she's supposed to be hated. Like, she's supposed to be this annoying. Because, again, I'm going to be honest, she was annoying because she was relentless, but I think that was kind of what they were going for.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't mad at it because I'm like, all right, they're making me to root against this character. I don't want her to win. Mm-hmm. I want Obi-Wan to win.
Exactly.
So, again, I was cool with that in the beginning. Were there parts where I'm like, all right, she's either...
cringy.
Yeah, kind of cringy. Or the only parts that I could really say that I did not like the character were, again, it's nitpicky, but it's she got stabbed in the stomach twice. Once as a child and once as an adult.
Yeah.
And that's the only one I'm like, you know, so you're telling me Qui-Gon could have lived.
Right. My boy Qui-Gon.
It's like everyone survives like the most brutal things except Qui-Gon.
Yeah.
Maul, cut in half, lived. Anakin, all his limbs, and he was burning in a volcano, lived. Homegirl here, twice in the stomach, lived. And she's probably still going to live. Because I think she's going to be in... What are they called? The Acolyte series, isn't she? Or one of them. Well, I think she's... Oh, well, they're probably going to show her somewhere else again. But yeah. And then... Oh! Kylo Ren stabbed again. Well, he kind of got revived.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's the justice for Qui-Gon, man. Everyone gets gruesome injuries, and this man gets stabbed once, and
that's it. Rip.
But yeah, no, it's the I'm not gonna say I love the character, because again, like you said, she was very predictable. It was like, yeah, she's gonna turn good at the end somehow, and
I really wanted when her and Vader had the little tussle, when he had both halves of her lightsaber, that he was gonna just like cut her head off, like freaking.
Oh, for a second,
like,
I
for Dooku like he did.
I thought he was gonna Dooku her too,
like,
for a second. I'm like, oh my god, it's gonna go dark.
I was like, that was gonna be crazy. I was like, no way.
No, but Vader just decides to keep being petty. He's like, all right, try and fight me,
mm-hmm.
bro.
Oh my god, that freaking fight scene was crazy. It was so awesome. He's like, with both the...
Oh, he did the Ahsoka pose, bro?
Uh-huh.
No, man, it was...
That was fucking awesome.
I remember I was watching with my wife, and my wife was like, Vader's being petty, bro. And I'm like, well, first of all, it's like, he doesn't think she's a... He doesn't even think twice about her. And it was the greatest, like... The first minute, he's just like, he's not even trying, he's just dodging.
He literally never drew his lightsaber. And I was like,
oh,
what a beast.
Yeah, never.
What a beast.
He's like, using my own weapon would be like an insult to this,
exactly,
bro.
Like, he's like, I'm not gonna dirty my lightsaber with your blood. Like,
I'll try sick. Your toy, bro.
Exactly. Oh my gosh, it was sick.
And then the... The little hello from the Grand Inquisitor. Oh, another one. The Grand Inquisitor also survived getting stabbed, getting impaled.
Yeah. But it was also really funny, like, I saw, like, a few people, like, posting about it, and they were like, oh my god, the Grand Inquisitor died, and I was like, the Grand Inquisitor did not die.
I know.
He's in Rebels.
I was about to say,
he dies in Rebels.
In a very, like, explosive way.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, I was the same way. It's the people were complaining, oh, they're gonna throw away Ken. It's like, no, they're not gonna throw away Ken, he's alive.
Yeah, it's like he didn't die, like he comes back.
It's like Dave Filoni has like the biggest hands in this series, in all these series these days. He's
exactly. He knows what happened. He's not gonna miss something like that.
Exactly. And it's the again, it's bro, people really were looking for something to get mad at. But no, it's the he wasn't in it much, but he did kinda. You could it's like you started to hate the character. Like, and again, that's a good thing. It's like,
you're supposed to hate these guys.
I want these guys to lose, bro. I remember that I was thinking. I didn't like the way he talked. I didn't like. I'm like, oh, and again, to me, it's like, oh, they're doing their job. I'm not supposed to like these guys.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we also finally got the spinny lightsabers and
live action.
Still not a fan of them.
But. I still don't really like them either. Especially the helicopter thing, but that's
at least I will say at least they didn't do that.
Yeah,
I was gonna say at least they didn't show them flying away with their lightsabers.
Yeah, yikes.
Because I get for the cartoon, I get it, but not live action in this kind of murderous biopic.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was and then speaking of that a fight between Reva and Vader, it's the. Then you also see that Obi-Wan truly was on another level to make Vader, you know, actually try... He beat him. And then he's like, you see the difference of power level. What Obi-Wan doesn't try to overpower people. He's always on the defensive. You always see that. But when he goes on the offensive, bro,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
that's crazy.
I think the greatest scene for me was like seeing him, his Jesus pose, with all the rocks around him, and just oh man, I feel he was pissed. Like, he was low key pissed in that moment. I was like, I'm not gonna be the guy that says he was channeling his dark side energy. I don't know.
But I don't know about that.
I feel like he finally was just letting loose. Because,
like, that's their dynamic. When it's Anakin and Obi-Wan, it's always Anakin is, I'm gonna be a maverick, do my own thing, and Obi-Wan is always, let's make a plan and semi go by the book.
Like level headed, always like, hey,
always
kind of plan out our moves before we, you know, just jump into the action.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was. Obi-Wan even called Anakin's, like, you know, card, because he's like, all right, if I leave, like, when they were escaping, he's like, if I leave, I know he's crazy. There's like, he's
to follow me,
and he's like, he doesn't care about you guys. It's like, even if it's what the Empire wants, I know Anakin, and it's like his goal comes before anything else.
For sure.
Which, again, is another, again, if we're getting nitpicky, is that, well, you could have just gotten like a fighter and followed him and let the, you know.
Why would he do that though?
Yeah, no. Let me have the whole Imperial fleet follow this one fighter. But again, no, he called it. He's like, no, I know this guy, and he's stubborn enough to like throw away the mission and try to kill me.
Yeah, he essentially raised Anakin from what was he, 9?
Yeah, 9. Yeah, 9 to what, 22?
Something like that.
Yeah, I think he was 22. He was 19 in Attack of the Clones, 23 in Revenge of the Sith.
Mm-hmm.
Good lord. And then can you imagine, the greatest Jedi general during the Clone Wars was 19, 20, and 21. Crazy.
Yeah. What a beast.
But yeah, no, it was interesting to see the whole. And I think the line in A New Hope when he says, when I left you, I was but the learner. I think that makes sense now, because I think after this, Vader actually learned. He's like, all right. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, no, I got to be patient with some of this stuff. And you see it in the other movies. He's with Luke. He's more patient, like trying to seduce him to the dark side. And he doesn't just jump into it. It's the... In Episode 6, he could have just gone after that. The when they were trying to get onto the moon of Endor,
mm-hmm.
he could have just pulled what he did in Kenobi. He's like, oh, I'm gonna go to the moon and like fuck him up.
Yep.
But no, he's like, nah, I got a plan.
Yeah, that was a huge part of the series that I enjoyed, was fulfillment of a lot of things that were alluded to or changes that occur in Darth Vader as a character, like his character. Being more controlled.
Yeah, no,
controlling himself. But I loved how scary Vader was.
Oh my god, yes.
3, absolute menace. Terrifying. I watched that entire like episode from the time that they landed on that that what's-her-face brought them to when they were hiding to the tunnel,
yeah,
whatever,
yeah. Like the underground, like,
yeah,
system around, well, I guess, yeah, underground, yeah, railroad type thing.
Exactly, yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. But like that whole time when Vader shows up, I was freaking like elbows on the table, like holding my head up, like jaw on the like freaking table. It was crazy. He just snaps that one dude's neck just like for shits and giggles.
Oh,
and
no, no.
Like,
it was,
oh my god,
it was horrible, because I had the captions or the subtitles, and I think I had it anyways, but it said the guy was screaming, dad, this man was choking the dad, sees the son come and try to help, snaps his neck, and then drags a woman.
Yeah. Oh my god, crazy. And all because he just wants to get Obi-Wan to come out.
Yeah.
He knows he's there, and he's like, He's like, and just like the Grand Inquisitor says, episode one and all the teasers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, how to catch a Jedi is what did he say? Patience.
It's like patience. I think you use their sympathy or something.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
That's like their biggest weakness.
Yeah, exactly. Because they can't help it. They have to be a Jedi and help others. And that's like, it's like that's how they know, and that's what he was trying to do. And he just like snaps at these necks, is choking that other dude. Drags that woman through the freaking the middle of the street,
and I think
like,
he was about
to draw him out.
He was about to, like, there was a couple. I think he was about to, like, I don't know what he was gonna do to him, but that's when Obi-Wan finally like gives him the hint that he's there.
Yeah, he's about to come out, and then he turns to look at him, and he's gone.
Yeah, and then oh,
that side scene where is that what you're about to say?
Yeah, where Vader's like low-key Batmaning him a little bit at the beginning. It's the
because he hasn't wielded a lightsaber in 10 years. Dude is completely out of practice as well as terrified. Had to be. Because he just learned that Anakin's not dead.
Yeah.
And that's Anakin that's coming at him right now.
I also, like, I don't know if this is the case, but I was listening to, like, a review where it said, like, in this, it's like, first of all, it's so dark. Obi-Wan uses the lightsaber not to attack, but to light, just to show.
Yeah, he did that.
That he could, like, see if he could see anything, but in reality, the light was blinding him. Because
mm-hmm.
he did, it's a crazy parallel that, again, he's not using it to attack. He's using it as a light because he's terrified. And in the end, that's what Vader's, like, depending on. And he bitched him. Vader straight up was toying with Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Because let's say, if he really wanted to kill him, he could have killed him right
there.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. He let him go. Like, and that whole sequence, oh, my God. I had freaking, like, chills. And I was, like, on the edge of my seat the whole time when he knocked down that one like thing full of like they were like almost like coals is what
yeah.
they look. And then he sets him on fire and drags him through it, and he's like now you will suffer. And I was like, oh my God, it was crazy. And then he gets like they get shot at a couple times, and then he just lets Vader let him go.
So I don't the complaints were, well, couldn't he walk through? No, Vader's toying with him.
Yeah.
After that, he
obviously he could.
Because Vader knows he's in his mind after that, especially after the burns he conflicted to him, and also Vader knows he's stronger right now. He's toying with toying with his prey. And I think that's
100%.
What it's for sure. That, like that's the Anakin. Is like I feel like that's the like Anakin in him.
Mm-hmm.
That's the, you know what? It's like, hey man, you know how I burned? I'm petty. I was like, I'm still mad. I'll let you feel a fraction of what I felt. Because again, bro, his was lava. This was the screams. Obi-Wan's screams, I saw like a side-by-side. They were almost identical to Anakin's.
Yeah.
And that gave me chills.
That whole sequence, I was just like, edge of my seat. That was a great episode. That whole air quotes fight, because it was really just so one-sided.
Oh yeah,
just owned Obi-Wan, but like, God, it was crazy. But then moving forward, like that after we knew that like from the dialogue of A New Hope that wasn't going to be their last fight.
Oh no,
it had to be coming more, especially, and it was episode 3 of a 6 episode series, so we knew it was a tease, if anything. Yeah. Oh my God, it was crazy.
It was, yeah, again, and I love how they gave him some time also for Obi-Wan to be like, all right, I gotta get my stuff back. I gotta get it back together, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta start connecting with the Force again. He starts using the Force a little more than he did before. It was the one where they had to go to the Inquisitor base. Inquisitors or something?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where Obi-Wan finally like, all right, I got it back, or kind of, because you saw.
Yeah, because he fought with the stormtroopers, and then when all the water tried to break into that.
Fallen Order, right?
I haven't got to that part, but I know what you're talking about. I've seen that clip, and he just like holds the it was Vader, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he holds all the water back. It's like the same thing.
I like that parallel. Yeah, I love that parallel. And then again, he's back to fighting form, which is like blocking these blaster fire. This blaster fire. He even does the little. He starts doing the twirl again, and it was like, oh,
yeah,
chef's kiss, bro. It was beautiful.
He's back.
Oh my god, yes. And then I'll say this. I like the in this episode. I kind of like the little Leia's performance. I don't know the name
that,
of the
she did really good in that episode for sure.
So, and again, it's like I love the sass. I'm like, that's her parents, bro. Oh, that is prime Anakin and Padme. It's mm-hmm. the, is this a staring contest? I'm like,
Yeah.
Oh my god.
And, A New Hope Leia, like that's Leia to a T. Like, oh,
exactly.
Like people complain about it, like, oh, this is cheating. No, that's freaking Leia. She is sass.
You know, I just like I didn't like it. Like, oh, she's overpowered. No, she's not. She's like, if any case, y'all should say that about Luke, who didn't train until he was 19.
Yeah.
And this is little. First of all, she's the daughter of the Chosen One. And again, her mother was a powerful center. It's in her genetics to be OP as hell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the.
And she's raised as a princess.
Yeah. She's raised with confidence. She's like, yeah, no, I'm the shit.
Where Luke has the same blood. But he's just raised as a farm boy and doesn't know who he is.
Yeah, he's very hesitant. Leia knows who she is. She even knows that those aren't her parents. Like, that's...
Yeah, well aware of the dynamic.
Yeah, so she's... And, again, it's I love the fact that Reva doesn't have the training of a Jedi. It just straight up proves that she's still kind of... I think as far as like, was force wielding, she has the powers of
a Padawan.
A Padawan. Meanwhile... And again, she can't get into Leia's mind. One, again, I will say Leia's the daughter of the Chosen One, bro.
Mm-hmm.
It's the she clearly. And now you're not. It's like you're not getting in my head, man. I feel that you're scared. It's like, and yeah. I'm like, yo.
Yeah, she may not know it yet, but she is force sensitive.
Yeah, and she does. She there's glimpses of, again with her cousin who said, it's like you don't. It's like you don't have an actual opinion.
Yeah.
It's I loved it. I loved it.
It was really good. The only thing. Like, when we're talking strictly Leia, the only thing I didn't like was that stupid chase scene.
Oh, yeah.
That was hard to watch.
Ow.
Really hard to watch. But, like, everything else, I thought she did great. Oh, my God, bro. I was, like, edge of tears when, episode 3, when her and Obi-Wan are in the back of that truck. You know what I'm talking about? And
yes.
He keeps saying stuff about it, her mother. And she's like,
are you my dad?
Are you my real dad? And he's like, I wish I could say I was. And I was like... You know, I was like, good lord.
That hit me in the field. Because, it's again, since she's force sensitive, she's like, I feel something with you. I don't know what it is, but I feels like when you're talking about my mom, you're being genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like,
that's what exactly what she was saying in the second episode, right before Reva tells Obi-Wan that Anakin's alive. And she's saying that. He's like, you're just like your mother or whatever. And she's like, you're not lying or whatever. You knew my mother. And all those things, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I know where it's like, by the way, y'all. I know me and Gilbert are kind of jumping all over the place, but it's awesome. This series had amazing moments. Good. It was good. And again, if you shit on it, I don't like you. I'm kidding. Yeah, you can have your opinions.
Yeah, you can have your opinion. I mean, but it's a bad one.
It's a bad one and it's wrong, but you know.
You're welcome to your wrong opinion.
It's like, I lose like, out of the 30 people that listen, I lose 10 of you right now. No. No, but it's the, towards the, it's like back to the main point, but towards the end when Obi-Wan finally like, yeah, is like, Isaac, I know I'm not your father, but you are like your parents. And the way he described Anakin and Padme, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Brink of tears, because he still is like, he just had a fight with Anakin. He just saw the worst of Anakin, and he's like, he still sees his Padawan, his apprentice, in that light. Like, oh, he was headstrong and fearless, and just
Yeah, bro, for real, that was a great like a farewell scene between them.
Yeah.
And he gave her back her Luna?
Lola,
that's what it was. And then his scene with Luke at the end.
Oh.
it was so short, but I was like, I was like, there it is.
I'll say this. Hello. I love how they tease the hello there for the longest. It's like, say, it's like, are you going to say hello? Hello.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And then classic. Finally, he hits him. Oh, we've been... It's like, I think they gave us fan service at the end with two things that we've been asking for the longest. He did the pose. The clone, the iconic, like, two-finger Jedi pose.
Oh, my gosh.
And then the hello there. It's that's all we asked for.
Yeah. I was, I was a little sad that Qui-Gon didn't show up earlier, but I was so glad that he finally did show up at the end.
And again, I love the fact that Qui-Gon shows up. He's like, how you been, man?
Yeah, he's like, what'd you do?
It's like, bro, Rob is like, come on now. It's like, the 10 years.
The pizza's cold, bro.
It's like, bro, been waiting for you. Yeah. What up? It's no, but I love the, it took you long enough.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, and that was another thing I was going to say earlier, but with that, we kept going on something else. Like, we were talking about, like, how out of touch with the Force Obi-Wan is, because he's, like, trying not to touch into the Force and get caught, all these things. Like, but at the same time, he was also trying to talk to Qui-Gon, but he was, like, trying to do two things at once where he wasn't
negating it. Yeah,
he was, if you want to talk to Qui-Gon, you got to embrace the Force. But he was, like, he's like trying to ignore the Force and talk to Qui-Gon. I was like,
"Yeah, that ain't gonna, happen." And even because Qui-Gon was the most, but I think it was even said that Qui-Gon was in touch with the living Force. It's not dark, it's not light, it's just the Force. Living,
yeah, it is both sides. That's why it's the light and the dark side. It's not. That's why there's a balance. It's not. The Force isn't imbalanced when it's all light side. You know,
which is what the Jedi were trying to do. Which again, mm-hmm. imbalance.
Mm-hmm.
Love this stuff.
Yeah, bro, me too. Eject it.
Yeah, and then I think what was it? I think we've hit on most of the part. Again, if I had to say the favorite or the best scenes for me were, again, anytime Vader was on the screen, he took the show.
Oh yeah, bro. When his like the that one scene was it episode 4 or 3? I think it was 4. When he was in his office at Fortress Inquisitors, it is.
No, I think he was the...
No, it was on...
In his castle.
In his castle, yeah. On, was it Mustafar?
It's Mustafar, yeah.
Yeah. That was an awesome scene. Just, like, to get, like, a live-action pan of that whole room.
that was literally shaped like his helmet.
Yeah.
Like, the room layout is his helmet.
But that was a sweet shot. I was like... This looks so good.
Oh, no. The fact that Vader's sitting on a throne, bro.
Yeah. And then he gets up and walks off with his cape flowing. And I was like, oh, my God, what a badass.
No, the one scene I repeated a few times, I'm like, it just looks so beautiful. Is Vader walking into the Inquisitors and just grabbing Reva with the Force? I'm like, good. It's just the menacing walk.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He got that stride, bro.
Oh, my God. And also, I love that we get to see... Because again, the complaints sometimes are like in the whole series, and I was like, you see Vader, but you don't see him like OP. Like the instances that we've seen him go, like how they describe him in Legends or in comics, was Rogue One. That's the one scene we really got. Any other time, it's just Vader toying with Luke or having a slow fight with Obi-Wan in episode 4. But no, this, like you said, they literally made him terrifying.
Oh my God, I was so scared of him. He was scary, for real.
Like, anytime he was on the screen, you're like, someone's gonna die. He's like, and everyone in this room has the possibility of getting murdered.
And when he stopped that transport ship,
oh,
that was sick. That was sick.
Force Awakens
like,
style, bro.
No way, bro.
It's like, I played the game when I was younger, and I'm like, how come no one's ever tried to just stop a ship?
Yeah.
You know, no, Vader just like, oh, I can't. Also, the fact that he did it without, like, he did this one-handed and just walking casually towards it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't break a sweat.
And then rips it apart. That was crazy. I was like, oh, my God. It was so good.
Also, the worst plan. Reva should have tried to stab
him. Yeah, she tried to sneak up behind him. Like, you really think you're going to sneak up on Darth Vader?
Oh, my God. And then again, this man just... the most casual lightsaber catch with the Force.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, no, this is where she... And I thought she was going to die.
I thought he was going to duke her. I thought he was just going to straight up... And that was going to be over.
But again, it's the... I love how he's... Again, Vader's pettiness is also the downfall of him. He's like, Mm-hmm. I'm gonna do the same thing I did to you 10 years ago. Stab. It's like, mm-hmm. just stab.
And then the Grand Inquisitor, hello, sister.
I just love the hello.
I saw a meme and it was like, when you're trying to pick up girls at a family reunion.
Jesus.
No. It's when you're from Alabama and try to pick up a girl. Hello, third sister. It's so funny.
No. Oh, man, yeah. And then, oh, how can I forget? One of my favorite things of this series was Beru had that thing, bro. It's the, right at the end, Owen wants to run. Beru's like, nah. let me pull out the Glock. She's like, no, we're fighting. Even Owen's like, what? Oh my god, I love justice for Beru, bro. Oh my god, I remember I saw that scene. I'm like, oh, because again in the beginning I'm like, oh, so Uncle Owen and Beru are just in this for like 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. At the end, Beru's like, no, I'm strapped.
Yeah.
I'm strapped. It's like, and I'm fucking.
Yeah, OG.
It's like, this is my house. She gonna try to take my kid? Nah. And they were fighting, bro. That's where I gained respect for Uncle Owen. And it's like, because in the original show, you're like, eh, he's there. And then, you know, he gets, you know, burned. Mm-hmm. Well, they both do. Crispy.
Yeah,
they
both do. Nope.
Oh, but no, I love the fact. And then Reva said? He's like, why are you fighting for this kid that's not your own? And he's like, he is mine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, same. It's the same thing.
God damn, it's like, good. You're making me have, it's like, you make me want Uncle Owen to raise him, and then, Owen kind of sucks in the OG trilogy.
Yeah.
But I just love Beru, I will always remember this, it was like, when Beru pulled out a rifle from the wall, and Owen's like, what?
That was so good, though.
I loved it, just like, that performance, they put up a good, again, she was injured. And weak, but no, they put up a fight against an Inquisitor.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, lovely. But yeah, I think that was the one thing I wanted to remember is Beru being a badass.
Yeah, like out of nowhere, like no, like I never ever would have thought about her being a badass.
I don't know, when I think of Beru, I just think of Luke.
Yeah.
Luke,
come get your blue milk.
He's throwing, let him out. No, Beru said, nope. He's like, come around and find out. Please do.
Pull up.
I was like, we ready, bro. We ready. Oh, and I was... And I guess they explained Owen's limp.
Mm-hmm.
He got tossed and just banged up his knee.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, that was... lovely. You got any other thing you wanted to add?
I guess looking at my notes that I had wrote down, we touched on most of the things. But so, like, another thing that I really enjoyed that we forgot to talk about was... the fake Jedi, episode 2. I can't think of the actor's name.
Kumail Nanjiani. Yeah,
Nanjiani. Exactly. That was a great character. He was so good, and so funny. Like, that was like the highlight of episode 2, probably.
Man, I like,
for me.
I was like, because when I first saw it, I'm like, no. So they're really gonna make this guy a Jedi? I'm like, oh. Interesting. And no, but the second he started doing stuff like that, I'm like, oh no, this
is fake. Yeah,
this is fake.
That was so funny. And then like Obi-Wan is just watching the whole thing, like he had to be like, this motherfucker.
No, and then, but again, I love the fact that he's doing this, but he's also he's technically not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's just trying to make a buck.
He's just kind of sleazy.
Yeah, I'm never going to take credit for most of the stuff that I see, but I saw that he's like, this is where Obi-Wan learned to trust people. It's like, even if they're not the greatest.
Even if they're not, like, good, they're not necessarily.
And I think that's where it said, like, that's why he trusted Han Solo to get them where they needed to go.
Yeah, and that was another thing I was going to bring up, was, like, that's, like, another, like, a little, maybe not necessarily on purpose that they did, but, like, it also, like, adds to, like, A New Hope, when they're talking about when they're on the Millennium Falcon, he's like, oh, it's a bunch of like magnets and like bells and whistles that make you think it's a magic trick or whatever. And I was like, this is exactly what he was talking about. Like, that's why people don't believe in the Force.
That's smart. And it's like, so if anyone did see a Jedi, they're like, oh no, we found out that was just some dude using magnets.
Exactly, just like a dude pressed some buttons and somebody behind on a radio or whatever. Like, yeah, I was like, this is exactly what Han was talking about.
Oh man, I love when stuff gets connected. It's so good.
That's what I was, trying to, like, that's why I wrote it down. I was like, I gotta remember
this. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. No, yeah, no, it's, you know, I like that character a lot. And that,
it was so good.
And again, in the end, he came back and he was, well, he didn't show him much, but he was, I like the fact that he was genuinely trying to help.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice too. But I guess I will leave this. I'll leave the end the podcast with this, or not end it, but just get towards the end. But it was that at the end, Anakin, the half Anakin, half Vader face, was so. I think
that dialogue was great.
It was needed, bro. I don't know how else to say. It. We needed to hear that. Mm-hmm. The mix between
the way it was fading out. Oh my god, bro! I cried. I cried the first time, and then I rewatched it, and I cried again. Oh, like, oh,
I was tearing up, bro.
I was a wreck, bro. It was crazy. Just, like, the way it was, like, he was like, Anakin's gone. And I was like, I am what remains. I was like, holy shit.
No. And then it was the greatest, like, I love how Darth Vader even is, like, or Anakin or Vader even admits, like, no. It's like, you didn't kill me, bro.
Yeah.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I took out the weakness.
Exactly. Oh my god, it was crazy. He's like, I am not your failure. Oh my god.
Which I think he low key helped Obi-Wan in that case.
Oh yeah.
He's like, oh, but it's also Anakin doesn't want is like or Vader didn't want to be looked down. He's like, no, you didn't. Yeah. He's like, yeah.
Exactly.
Anakin Skywalker is dead, and he's even said it to Ahsoka. He was weak, so I killed him. And it's the same thing. He's like, no, you didn't kill Anakin. I killed him.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it's poetic.
Yes, bro.
And because now you see the whole from a certain point of view type thing. Obi-Wan never lied.
Yeah, exactly. I saw a meme and it was like, he's like, Obi-Wan, you said you didn't kill my father. And he's like, bro, it was the words that came out of his mouth.
He's like, your dad
told me I didn't. It was so funny.
And because the in and out between Vader and Anakin, it was the...
Oh my god, yeah.
I am not your failure, Obi-Wan.
Yes.
Or then, and that's why I will destroy you. And I'm like, good god, it's beautiful.
It was crazy.
And then it was, again, I think this does good for Obi-Wan realizing I failed, but at the same time, it was inevitable.
Mm.
Like, I did the best I could, but in the end, it was Vader who killed Anakin. And I think that was poetic. And the, oh my god, bro, the scream, the two Obi-Wan, oh my god, I know exactly what you were thinking too. I'm like, oh, Maul.
Yeah. I saw a clip like a couple of days after that, and it was like, we finally have his whole name, and there was like, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Good lord, I was, because the first thing that one, I was like chills, and the second was like, ah, Maul.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, people just... It's like, God, he loves pissing off Sith Lords.
Yeah. God, that was crazy. That whole scene, that had to be, like... That was peak of the series for me. And I was so...
In my mind, I'm like, I forgive every little thing that I didn't like about this series just for that.
Just for that fight scene and that dialogue and that one scene. Like, I was like, I don't care what we had to do to get here. This is what I wanted.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
It was worth everything. Like, and, God, it was good.
Again, I can't... There's no other way to... It was just bliss, bro. Seeing... It was like... Again, it wasn't necessarily the prequel-type like lightsaber fighting, but it was... I like how... It was kind of connecting, like, prequel lightsaber dueling and the OG. Exactly. Like, the swings were heavier, but they were still fast. And there's... Because... I think Vader at some points was... Because Vader still always uses one arm. But in the OG trilogy, he uses two. Anyway, it's like... people can describe this way better than I can. But I just... The choreography was just beautiful.
Yeah, because they had to do... they had to find an in-between. And a similar... like a parallel for this is... I can't think of the dude's name, but the guy that voices Obi-Wan in Rebels... In Clone Wars, his assignment... was to find an in-between Ewan
and Alec Guinness.
Yeah. Like, he literally, like, took their voice and tried to, like put them together. Like, find an in-between.
That's, yeah.
It's, like, the same
that's
thing.
Yeah, you're right. That's exactly it. It was trying to find that perfect blend of, like, oh, yeah, we're just, like, they could fight like they could in the prequels, but it wouldn't make too much. They found that perfect blend where the strikes seem heavier, but at the same time, it's still athletic and, you know, it's still kind of like a show where they still did the twirl. Obi-Wan did the Anakin twirl, which I loved. It was the behind the back and just...
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Again, it was
so good, bro. It was so
I loved
good.
It. I loved it.
It was so good. I don't know if the only thing we're missing is season 2 question mark. That's the only thing I think.
This, as bad as it sounds, like Disney's such a cash cow. There's no way they're not gonna. This is like either they're gonna do a season 2 or something. They're gonna do something.
Yeah, I saw. What's her name? Kathleen Kennedy or whatever. She made a statement like after the final episode aired, like that. Like a lot of people were like crying out for a season 2, and I'm like, God, like, give it like 2 years, like.
I was thinking. I wasn't.
A good plot. He needs.
I wasn't thinking 2 years. I was thinking like wait a year. Like I thought wait
or
a year.
Something.
I don't know.
No, like,
I was, but I'm in the same boat as you. I'm like, wait a bit and think it through because
exactly.
I feel like this was rushed at some point. And I'm like, think it through. Maybe if you're gonna do a really good story, make it more than 6 episodes. I think if they had time to flesh this out,
if you can make it a good story,
exactly.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be against shorter episodes. Because, like, I feel like that's where they're going to need filler, is if they're, like, I don't know. Just, like, the more, like, screen time they have, they're going to have to fill it with something.
I could see that.
So,
yeah.
like, just, I don't know. I don't want it unless it's going to be good.
True.
And good is subjective, but, like, it needs to be good.
No, I agree. It's, again, it was, I'm not complaining about the show. And it's like we just talked about why it was awesome, but there were nitpicks here and there where I'm like, had they thought it through, it could have been a little better, but it was a great show. So for season 2, I think if they learn from some of the mistakes they made, I feel like if they want to do a season two, because again, if it just ends here, I wouldn't be mad. The only reason I'd be mad is I want to see more Ewan McGregor.
I know
Hayden's gonna show up in the Ahsoka series.
Mm-hmm.
But I want more Ewan, bro.
Some of the stuff that like, I wrote down, like is like one thing that they could focus on or like do a good chunk of a season 2 possibly is Qui-Gon and like have that interaction of where like I don't know, it's a master and Padawan like meeting up to get finally meeting together after what like 20
oh, no actually
like
you're
23
right.
years.
Yeah,
but they haven't talked in like 23 years, and like Qui-Gon's got to show Obi-Wan how to be a Force ghost, which is like the whole reason or half the reason why he's on Tatooine.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, because when Yoda like assigns him to watch over Luke, he's like, I also have another son.
Yeah, it's like you're just gonna keep. It's I got you to. You need to learn more.
Yeah, you need to watch over Luke, and I also want you to meet up with your old master.
And I think it was training. He's like, oh, training for you, and even I'm like training. Like, Doc, I'm a Jedi Master.
Yeah. No. Like, arguably, like, top 3 Jedi Masters. Like he didn't, like, he never thought that, but, like, bro, like...
No, I think Anakin, if I recall, in episode 2, said it best. It's like, he's as powerful and strong as Mace Windu, and he's as wise as Master Yoda. And I'm like, I completely agree.
Like, the most, like, gotta be the most well-rounded.
Well, that's it. That's the perfect one. He's like, he doesn't excel at one particular thing.
He's good at everything. Yeah. And then Qui-Gon is like Mr. Force. Like dude is the most in touch with the Force that like gotta be out of all of them. Like, you know what I mean? At least that we've seen. You know? And granted, we've only seen from like what, like 20 something BBY till whenever.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, like they're like that. That would be another one thing that they could focus on in the season 2. Let me look at my notes really quick. There's something else I can't think. Quinlan Vos question mark?
Yes.
We got teasers for that. That could be another thing that they bring up. Since Reva's dead, that she could do other things. One thing that I wrote down that I saw somebody talking about on a TikTok was Darth Krayt. You know who that is?
Yeah.
Yeah, that could be a possibility, and because like,
He was a Jedi.
He was a Jedi
during the time of the Clone Wars, and then I think he was a Tusken Raider too, wasn't he? Yeah. Good God, I'm good at this. No. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, that could be possible. Granted, I don't know if this is something they want to pursue, but like, it's a possibility, you know, because on Tatooine.
That didn't even cross my mind, but that, yeah. For me, the only things I thought of was like, I think, how would I word this? I think Disney's probably going to pull the trigger. I feel like they're going to do the Maul thing. And because.
Oh, that's another thing. One thing that they didn't do that I was like hoping for was that deleted scene from that Clone Wars. I know we talked about when we were reviewing Boba Fett, the whole what would you do if like I was a failure?
Oh my god, yes.
I was really hoping that was going to happen.
That would have been good.
I was really hoping that was going to happen. And then if they do season two, it's still on the table.
True.
It's more flashback. It's a flashback. Yeah, like they could do it at any point. Like, it's not like because you're going forward, it's not going to happen. Like, it's a flashback. It could happen at any point.
I'm hopeful. I think.
Yeah. But like I said, I am completely fine if there's not a season two. But if there is, it better be good.
Yeah. It's gotta be done.
Don't rush it and don't fluff it too much.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. It's been our review of the Obi-Wan Kenobi series. I don't know, a review or just going over it. Well, no, it was a review. We liked it. Let us know if y'all want a season two. Or if you think it should end here, or maybe more animated Kenobi stuff. I don't know. Disney has so much options with this. It's actually crazy. But yeah, we'll be back for all the other. Well, Andor's coming out
in August, bro.
All the Bad Batch in the fall. Bad Batch
season 2 is
so
be.
This
and
is the
February
last.
February is the Mandalorian 3.
Good Lord, did you see the leaked trailer?
I didn't.
There's a leaked trailer.
Oh no, I missed it.
Yeah, but yeah, so. You'll hear more from us.
Oh yeah, for sure.
And we'll be back. And remember, y'all, it's pizza time.